Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, April the 23rd, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like, buddy?
It's currently 48 degrees today. Today it's going to be increasingly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight. Tomorrow we have a 40% chance of showers during the day with a high of 66 and a low of 46, and I skipped today's high. Today is going to be a high of 78, a low of 50. On Sunday, we have a 100% chance of rain with a high of 55 and a low of 41. And on Monday, we have a slight chance of showers during the day, becoming cloudy at night with a high of 63 and a low of 43.
Okay, weather reports brought to you by an Anderson-based business, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're a large part of the community down in Anderson and up here in Redding. They support so many veterans initiatives. In fact, they've won an award from the state for small businesses for hiring veterans. All of this is at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay.
We also have Jim on the line.
And Jim's on the line. And, well, good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
When are you coming back?
Hopefully sometime in May.
We're all vaccinated.
Yeah, we're getting there, too. Well, and it'll probably be Amy coming back in May sometime.
Oh, uh-oh.
You mean yay.
If Amy's listening, she knows what I mean here. Amy is Jim, you're always, you know, you're the calm, you know, always the same. Amy, you know, well, this, you know, Amy comes in and I think the dogs live with her or something like that, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Anyway, no, we love Amy.
She's,
okay.
She's what you call a firecracker, I think.
Yeah, do you know what? There you go. Hey, so what pet do you have today?
Today I'm talking about Chowda. Chowder. He is a senior, about 8 years old, pit bull mix, all brindle and white, super handsome dog. As far as we know, he's good with other dogs, good with everybody he's met here. Not sure about cats, but I bet he'd do good. He's so laid back. Just a really happy guy.
Oh, okay. How big is he?
He is, let's see here, he is about 78.6 pounds.
78.6. What,
yeah.
Got him on a scale right now?
Yeah.
Okay, 78 pounds. How about a leash?
You know, he still pulls and stuff like a lot of dogs do. He's going to learn how to walk with you. But he does, you know, he's always trying to please people. He likes treats, so that means easy to train because he's always looking for his next little scritch or his next little pet. So, yeah, easy to train and would be a good dog for someone.
Okay. What else is going on down there?
Shoot, not a lot right now. We're just kind of moving back into like high gear for the summer and stuff, starting to get things ready. We got our summer camps coming up soon, all that kind of stuff, hoping to rejoin the world a little bit as it stuff opens up.
Well, pretty much, yeah. You know, a lot of things have opened up already.
And, they have, yeah.
And but you're still doing you're doing adoptions by appointment, right? Still.
Yep. And we'll probably continue doing adoptions by appointments through probably through most of the year. It's been working really well for us anyway, just to try to match up people with the best pets. It's been a little easier to manage that doing by appointments anyway. So maybe it's a lesson learned about how to manage our population even better. So yeah.
You know, several weeks ago they arrested a guy who had like 30 dogs on his property, and you all farmed out the puppies.
Yes.
To another organization. What have you heard about those?
You know, to be honest, I haven't heard anything about them yet. They're probably just coming out of their foster homes and getting ready for adoption up there. They went to a place, a chance, and we're going to post them on their website as soon as they were available. So, but they had people. I mean, we had people calling every 5 minutes about those puppies, so I bet they were all spoken for within a week.
Well, that's interesting, and that's cool for that.
Yeah.
And but we also need to adopt our older seniors, you might say, that'll be there for you, that just are looking for a loving home, and that will give you all the love that they have.
That's right. Yeah, just like Chowder the dog we're talking about today. You know, and we do have a fund called the PALS Fund that covers half of the adoption fee for any dog over 6 years old.
So what's his adoption fee now?
Right now he would be $37.50. That's after the discounts from the PALS Fund.
KCNR 96.5 FM will pay the other half, the other 37.
Very cool. Thank you. Then he is ready to walk out the door without an adoption.
And if you're looking for 78.6 pound dog that's good with cats and other dogs, right? He's good with other dogs. Yep.
Yep. And other dogs, kids, everybody.
Everybody. He just he just wants a place to lay down.
Yep.
And you can get Chowder. Because Chowder. It's so plebeian, but Chowder.
Chowder.
That's my dog, Chowder. Okay. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Bye-bye. Somebody asked me if we're getting a new news reporter. Well, that's Pat Karch. Now, Pat, so far, is when he came to Workforce, it's primarily engineering, he and Jim Brimmer. And if you've noticed little things, like we're not having little glitches in the sound, and the sound's clearer, and that's something you can notice from where you are. Around here, they have totally revamped the wiring and all of the all that stuff in our studio. Got that all cleaned up. And we were doing things that we could, that we probably should have done, but didn't know that we should have done it over the past 11 years. Okay, the last couple of years. So, he has been a big addition to our family here. And so, is he becoming the new news reporter in training? Sue is, of course, does our news, and we love it, and she loves doing it. But she's also our sales person and is doing just a slam-bang job there. So the question is, what happens when Sue needs to take a few days off, which, that happens. People need to do that. Ordinarily, we run just the national news until our show starts. But now we're training Pat so that he can step in and do the news so we can get the local news as we love to do. And so that's what's happening. Pat's learning how to run the board and do the news. And at those days that Sue can't be here or she needs a day off or a meritorious day off, that we can still run our news. So that was a question that came out of the chat room. I hope that answered your question. So, that was the long answer. But if I just said, yes, there's a new news reporter in training, people will think that we're replacing Sue, and that will never happen as long as Sue wants to work here. Okay. I'm going to take an early break. And the reason being this is I have so many things to talk about. I'm feeling a little peckish this morning. And I find, the number of shootings that are going on around this country is remarkable. It's interesting in the Chinese curse word of interesting about how this is happening and how it's being portrayed. The Derek Chauvin victory should have been. An indicator that the system works. And then there's three other policemen going on trial in August for that same incident. I'd say the vast majority of law enforcement officers thought what he did was just totally wrong. That's not what you do. And yet, he did. And it would be interesting if anybody ever could find out what was in his mind right then. Was it just he hears it all the time, I can't breathe, which people being arrested use that a lot. I can't breathe, don't do that to me. They've been fighting with the officer, and had he just reached that point in his mental state, frankly, it wouldn't have made any difference what color the guy he had on the ground was. He would just left his knee there. I don't know if we'll ever find that out, he'll say it didn't have anything to do with race. And, you know, police deal. They don't deal with people like you and me that listen to them and respect the law. People, and that's just here in Reading. I mean, they don't respect the law. They fight. They fight police. And it's been getting worse and worse. And the point is when, is at some point, did Chauvin go over the edge? And it would have made no difference. His indifference, maybe it was an indifference to human life. But again, how are you going to know that? I'm sure that there were studies that psychologists that, I don't know, maybe were introduced that he was in, you know, he had had, you know, he was in the advanced stages of post-traumatic stress. And really, at that point, it made no difference. So, but the, you know, but the verdict is in. I'm not defending what he did at all. No, totally wrong, totally wrong. But had he reached that point, it would have made no difference. The thing that bothers me, and bothers a lot of other law enforcement professionals, now, I mean, other, not that I am one, is that the other three guys, the other three officers there, were standing there when all this went down. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, Bastiani Arms, again, like everybody else, is having, you know, trying to get, you know, people that you want to have work in your shop and represent you is not that easy. John's working on appointments. He's in there, that, if you give him a call at 222-8222, he's in the shop. And he, you just give him a call and say, hey, I'm coming in. And he'll, you know, he opens up the door for you. Everything's fine. So just give a call at the front of, on the door at 222-8222. He has ammo. He has guns. He has, you know, he's, you know, it's the, his gunsmithing is just superb. He can take any rifle or shotgun or pistol and make it better. John Bastiani, it's a locally owned, locally operated store right here in Reading. It's been there for 11 years, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give him a call at 222-8222 and head on in. It's 7:17 in the morning, 54 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week. Got a little jingle.
The Turtle Bay spring plant sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professional, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Pre-registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Band, comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Absolute Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino event center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes' Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for a huge block yard sale that I'm involved in, Jared's involved in. If you're looking, it's the whole block, Saturday morning on Chestnut. I say the whole block. I don't know if everybody is going to push stuff out there, but we are putting stuff out there. Sofa, reclining chair, books, clothing. If you're looking for shoes, ladies, and boots, stop by. Everything you can imagine. Camouflage coat, you know, jacket you can wear around, that kind of stuff. If you wear camouflage jackets to, you know, movies and things. All types of stuff. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is community oriented. It's locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They care about their customers. They've helped so many people during the COVID crisis with the PPP programs, both of them, keeping numerous businesses open, hundreds of people keeping their jobs, and they literally were passing millions through this program to businesses to keep them open. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Copplestone Shopping Center there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com and find out how they're moving local dreams forward. There's going to be tomorrow the National Take Back Day. And what that means is they're collecting all those unused prescription drugs that you have just, you know, sitting there in your cabinets or drawers. A lot of times kids get, young people get introduced to drugs by going through their friend's family's bathroom into the, you know, to the drawers or in the cabinets and all these and getting drugs, taking drugs that way. So most people have drugs that they, you know, been prescribed and then they, you know, they just stopped using them because they didn't need it anymore. So how do you get rid of them? Well, tomorrow between 10 and 2 at City Hall, you can drive down to there and just hand in all the drugs. Now the police are requesting that you take them out of the bottles, you know, anything that could identify you, and put them into baggies. You can add them all, you know, you mix them all in so that when you stop, you can just hand him a baggie full of this. And now you've gotten rid of all those prescription drugs you don't use anymore. They're just taking up room in your cabinets. No needles, anything like that, just the pills. Put them all into one bag, hand it to the officer. He'll say thank you. You say you're welcome, and you drive on. 10 to 2 tomorrow at the City Hall. we've heard so much about the recall and the people putting on the recall. Well, the people, now there are people that are opposing the recall are standing up and they are organizing. A number of them were at the Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday, saying that they were opposing the recall. They support the supervisors. And so that group now has stood up. And I think they've got a Facebook page, or they're setting up a Facebook page. They too, they're going to oppose the recall through, I'm sure, ads. And just like the ads are flowing from the recall or for the recall, they're buying lots of advertising time out there on the for the blueprint and to recall the supervisors. Well, now we're going to see what the other side is going to do. There is a website, or I'm sorry, a Facebook site called Thought You Should Know. That is, I lasted 2 days on it, Jared. You know, I'm pretty much, you know, live and let live. But the things that were being said on that, and when I asked a question about, well, how do you know that? The attack started. The attack started. And, you know, that, I said, well, when you threaten, you're talking about the other side threatening, and yet you're trying really hard to have this one person in law enforcement lose their job. That seems pretty threatening too. Well, damn me for even saying that. What are you doing in this group? It's like, oh, and I really like what it said. There'll be no personal attacks. There'll be no, you know, horrible things being said. We do not have that on our Thought You Should Know Facebook. Well, yeah, you do. The whole thing is like that. The whole thing is like that. So I unjoined the group and blocked it. Somehow I still get, you know, people I know will put a comment on there about something I said, you know, like last week. And but the idea that they are writing hateful things because about people who may have liked, and this is it, they liked a meme. They liked a meme. Oh, we're gonna call his boss. Or they liked the Patriot group 4 years ago. We're gonna call his boss. Excuse me. I mean, you know, if we reach that point, we're going to have you fired. We want you fired because you like the meme. I mean, it's totally incredible. The opponents to the recall, I'm not saying that they started this or they're members of this, so I think probably they are. So I just, you know, if they're so angry about the things the recall proponents are for, I hope this doesn't just turn into a total, I want to say the word, but I can't. You'd have to bleep me on my own show. All right. Moving on. The shootings. We talked about, you know, the George Floyd shooting, but then there's been others. And Knoxville, Tennessee has seen their second night of protest, heavy protest there. I'm not saying riots, I'm just saying protest. And it's about about a 17-year-old that was shot in the school by police. And the your point, you know, so you immediately go, okay, what happened? They released the body cam footage. And the guy's name is Anthony Thompson Jr. was carrying a gun when he was shot in a school restroom. The police were called there, and because of, he was a fifth student, Thompson was a fifth student of Austin East Magnet High School to die by gunfire in 2021, not from police. But just the fifth student in this school to die from gunfire in this high school in Knoxville. And it appears that he was seen roaming around the school during class hours after being involved in an altercation with his former girlfriend. Four officers had responded to the school after a domestic abuse call from the girl's mother. The officers went into the restroom where they believed Thompson was, reportedly unaware that Thompson was armed. According to authorities, the video shows officers locating and attempting to handcuff Thompson. One officer grabs Thompson's right arm, but Thompson's left arm and hand was in his sweatshirt pocket, where the video shows he's holding a handgun. The barrel of the weapon is seen poking through the pocket. Thompson's weapon then goes off, hitting a trash can, but not any of the officers. And this is the line that I love. The shot seems to confuse the officers into thinking their lives are in danger. A gun goes off while they're trying to arrest somebody, and the one they're trying to arrest shoots the gun in a restroom. Well, one of the officers was seen drawing his weapon and shooting Thompson in the shoulder, and he fires again as Thompson is going down with the officers surrounding him. And they didn't realize he'd been shot until they, turned him over and saw the blood. I'm sorry, but I don't see, it's a shame that a 17-year-old dies, but it's also a shame that a 17-year-old is walking around a high school where four other students have been killed by gunfire holding the gun. I'm not saying they were killed on the campus. It didn't say that, so I won't assume that they were shot on campus. But then the gun goes off in a restroom. And you know how big the restrooms are in schools. And I can imagine the cops may have thought their lives were in danger at that point. But there's, of course, the protests are going on and, he shouldn't have been shot and all this. Well, he shouldn't have had a, I'm sorry. He shouldn't have assaulted the girl. He shouldn't have had a gun, his hand on the gun, and he shouldn't have shot the gun. At some point, it's too much, when something like this goes on. And, so the protest hopefully will be that, the police did what they were supposed to do. They took in a suspect who was armed and shooting, and then he was killed. Would have made any difference If the guy had been Thompson had been white, would it made any difference? As soon as that gun went off, do you not think that the police would, when a gun goes off, that they would react to that? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. It is 7:32 in the morning here on the 23rd. When we come back, I want to talk about LeBron James a little bit and how LeBron, stepped into it and why. Why is it that certain individuals can say things and not be held to account and other people can't? Does it have anything at all to do with the political climate at Facebook and Twitter? We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed is only $1,799. Save $600. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Our lives must define freedom. Or will we live in chains? Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to PFI Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're open lines till 8 o'clock, so if you've got something you want to say, give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. He is from the old school. He's had over 20 years of experience in repairing windshields, whether it's a chip or a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Let's keep going on. The shooting of the 16-year-old girl by the officer. Anybody that says they are fair will look at this shooting as a tragedy. But the girl had a knife and was swinging it at another girl when the officer fired, stopping it. Now, Don Lemon and Fredo Cuomo of CNN are not two of my favorite commentators. They're just not. I'm sorry. But it's interesting to see what they said. And what Don Lemon said is that, and this of course was right as it occurred minutes before the verdict was read, of course, in the Chauvin case. But the Ohio shooting was different. She was killed, shot and killed by Officer Nicholas Reardon when he arrived at the scene of all of this that was going on. And Brian, about the stabbing of the woman, he saved the woman's life. Bryant was about to stab her. It's clear. It was clear in the footage, unless you watched NBC, who cut that part out. Selectively edited that out. I mean, horrible. Horrible. CBS and ABC had it, but somehow NBC managed to edit that out. Both Cuomo and Lemon noted that not all police shootings are the same. They reiterated that tasers don't always work, especially at the distance from which Officer Reardon arrived on the scene. They know that people don't stab others with their feet. It's their upper body. So the shoot in the leg pivot some liberals are making is just nonsense. It's nonsense to think that police are never trained to shoot for an arm and a leg. They're just not. You shoot center mass to stop the threat. It's a fundamental lack of understanding of police training. Cuomo and Lemon noted this as well. Police are trained to use equal or greater threats of force in these situations. And they supported this officer in this, in the fact and that he had to save some, you know, he was saving the girl's life. Surprisingly, they also noticed some outlets are not even mentioning the knife, which both men agreed was not in keeping with proper journalistic protocol. Cuomo called it malpractice. And, you know, for Cuomo to call news report, something in the news malpractice, you know it's got to be egregious. Now, even though CNN has been known for a long time for fake news, it appears that both these commentators looked at what happened and said, this, you know, as tragic as it was reasonable force. What wasn't reasonable was LeBron James, NBA superstar, who tweeted out with a photo of the policeman standing there, "You're next." Now, I don't know what LeBron James thinks or what he thought when he tweeted that, "You're next," with the policeman. But if that wasn't advocating violence or civil unrest, then I don't know what would be. The uproar was so great that he deleted the tweet and he said, "Well, my tweet was just being used for hate." Well, what do you think it was when you put it on there, Mr. James? And I find it interesting, as do many, many, many others, that you have no problem at all attacking aspects of your own country, but yet you have not said one word about the Chinese, whom you are locked in with, over their slavery, over their lack of rights, over the genocide of the Yorkwars out of China, the Muslim Chinese, the fact that they forced sterilizations on these people, forced abortions. And when I say slave labor, that's exactly what I mean. They toil out in the fields. They're kept in, what can I say? What do they call them? Re-education camps? Anybody else would call them concentration camps. Not one word from LeBron James about that. Not one word from the NBA about that. Not one word from the baseball. The our baseball, took the All-Star game out of Atlanta due to nonsensical reasons to move it to another city, which has even stricter voting laws than Georgia does, as Georgia proposed and passed. Not one word from them about expanding their footprint in China. Not one word from them. The word hypocrisy ought to have as a photo next to it, and have the baseball league, the NBA in there, and say, this is what hypocrisy really is. It's it's baseball, basketball, ignoring what's happening in China. And yet, making decisions that are so, can I use the word woke, that it makes no sense. It just makes no sense. You're next. You've got a target on you. What would you think, Jared, if somebody with a tweet colony of in the millions said, and put your photo on Twitter and said, "You're next"? Would that make you feel a little unsafe? Okay, he's waving me off. He's so shocked by the fact that LeBron James...
I don't know anything about this. This is the first time hearing of it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay. This just happened the last couple of days. All right. Let's take a quick break. And, you know, on the other side, when we come back, John Kerry said, it makes no difference in reality if the U.S. and China went to zero emissions tomorrow. Let's find out why. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the place if you're going to buy jewelry. Service jewelry store in Reading. It has a great selection of jewelry, estate jewelry, Native American jewelry, and the fact is that if you want a special piece of jewelry that you design, they'll help you with that, and then they'll build it for you, and you'll have a piece of jewelry that nobody else has. All of this out of Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4 across the street from C.R. Gibbs. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower. And we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
By morning, up from San Antonio, everything that I got
is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Lindebaugh, 7:50 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. Here, the 23rd, the Friday, finally. Reading Rodeo, of course, is going to be happening on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of this month. The Pancake Breakfast is happening. There's going to be other great things happening this month, less than a month away. So I hope you're trying to get tickets for that. They've got a limited amount, but they seem to be getting more tickets every day. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hubert, Estate Granite, has been in the business for 16 years. He has got the eye of an artist. And if you want your kitchen redone, your bathroom redone, or other things that have to do with granite, marble, slate, talk to Mike at Estate Granite. He works on it by appointments only, so you give him a call at 241-STONE for a free consultation. Learn more at estategranite.com. And as I said, a veteran-owned business here and local, right here in Redding. A couple things. The D.C., Washington, D.C., the House voted to make Washington, D.C. a state. I see so many things wrong with this. I'm this is just part of Biden and of what President Biden's doing. It's either his leadership or he's just acquiescing to anything that comes by. The House voted to send this to the Senate to make Washington, D.C. a state. Now, you know, Washington, D.C. was carved out of Maryland, and it's a total of like 65 square miles, about the same size as Redding. It's similar to Reading. The Congress will all be kept in a separate district called the Federal District. And then it's got less people than I think, than many large cities in this whole area. And yet that would give them two state senators. Now, if you remember how people opposed the fact that Wyoming's got two senators and California has two senators. And they're saying how unfair this is. Well, Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, and North Dakota, they're much larger states that actually have businesses there than Washington, D.C. And if they have problems with them having two senators, why don't they have any problems with Washington, D.C., which would be called Washington Douglas Commonwealth? Why don't they have a problem with that? Well, you know why. It's because they want two more senators. It's been a Democratic bastion for years. Now, Congress has a choice. It can continue to exclude D.C. residents from the Democratic process, forcing them to watch from the sidelines as Congress votes on federal and D.C. laws, and to treat them as aliens, not citizens, but subjects. Now, this whole thing is ridiculous, first of all. But the House passed it. Strict along party lines there. But when it gets to the Senate, I think they're going to have a tougher time. And if I've read correctly what it takes to become a state, it takes a two-thirds majority in both houses to make it a state. It doesn't have to go out to the rest of the states, but it needs a two-thirds majority in both houses. You can form states, but according to Congress and the laws, is you're not supposed to be able to take it out of another state, which is one of the things that I think the state of Jefferson would run into. But it also because then you have to put in all these things beforehand. They've got to have resolutions. They've got to have a constitution. The constitution has to be approved by Congress. So it'll be interesting. But they voted last year to do it also, and it never went beyond that. So this is just another thing that's happening during the first 3 months of President Biden's presidency, Mr. Biden's presidency. This taking us off the, making us no longer energy independent, opening the border. And by the way, Kamala Harris, the vice president who's been put in charge of the border, it's been 29 days since she's been in charge of the border. She has yet to have a press conference. She has yet to visit the border. However, I want you to know that this has changed. She is visiting one of the states along the border, the Canadian border. You know, we're having a big problem there with the Canadians rushing south to get into the United States. 29 days without a press conference, without a pronouncement, without anything. The only thing she has said is, well, it's climate. It's the climate change which is causing them to come north. No, it's not. No, it's not. They're coming here because Joe Biden said that we welcome you. The border's open. Come on down. Or come on up. So here we are with a situation where President Biden turns to Vice President Harris and says, you're in charge. If you look at her face, I'm sure she knew about it. They probably told her about it. Maybe not. But since then, we haven't heard a word except the word crisis. Even Mr. Biden used the word crisis on the border. There are cities and counties down there declaring an emergency, a local emergency, because they're being inundated with illegals. People here in our country illegally, call them what you want, they're in our country illegally. They're calling out the National Guard to help preserve it. Schools are starting in small towns are starting to have an influx of non-English speaking illegal immigrants. They haven't gone through the process. You can call them anything you want, but they're here illegally. Thousands, literally, are going further and further inside the United States. They don't have enough people to keep track of them. Part of the millions of dollars, the $86 million, has been used to put them in hotels, has been put, the ones that have come across the border illegally, put them in hotels. Where they have room service. They're supposed to stay there in the hotels so they can keep track, but of course they're not doing it. They're actually paying people to pick up kids and bring them to centers. They've completely lost control of what's happening at the border. And I don't know why this isn't bothering more people. Do we care? Do we care that a border of this country has been breached and the president is sitting there twiddling his thumbs, not caring about this? Even though they're stopping known terrorists, they're in the terrorist database and they've stopped them coming into our country, and yet they still want to have more people allowed just to kind of flow through. And we haven't even seen all of it yet. It's summer. It's spring. It's going to be easier traveling. They're going to come by the hundreds of thousands. And yet, President Biden has done away with the treaties we had with southern or Central American countries and Mexico to keep the people there while they go through the paperwork. No, they're not even doing that now. They come here. We put children in places that are 1,700% overcrowded. I can just say if President Trump was doing this, they would have impeached him again. But it's okay if it's President Biden. Where are all the comments from the papers, the mainstream news media, Hollywood? Because Hollywood cares about those poor people. Haven't heard a word about it. The only thing you hear is, well, they deserve a chance. Well, they deserve a chance if you go through the process. Frankly, I think that what's going on in our country is going to be dramatic. It's already dramatic, but it's going to have dramatic consequences over the next few years. And until people really get serious about what Mr. Biden is doing, and they haven't, and this will continue to go on. You know, the press has got to stand up and say, what about this? Why are you doing this? What are the repercussions of this? We'll be right back after the news.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another successful liftoff for SpaceX, the private company, today launching a capsule toward the International Space Station. All part of the bigger plan, says NASA Acting Administrator Steve Jurczyk on NASA TV.
We'll continue to celebrate the marvels of the International Space Station and the science and technology development that it'll be conducting as we look to the future of sending astronauts to lunar orbit and eventually the surface, and then our ultimate goal of sending astronauts to Mars.
President Biden says in meeting the goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions and revamping the economy along those lines, the U.S. and the rest of the world should not leave workers behind.
We must ensure that workers who have thrived in yesterday's and today's industries have as bright a tomorrow in the new industries, as well as in the places where they live, in the communities they have built.
Meanwhile, the BBC's Roger Harabin reports among today's participants is billionaire Bill Gates. He'll be discussing measures to reduce carbon dioxide emissions.
Many nations and industries hope to remove CO2 from the air by planting trees, but there's not enough land space for them all. Bill Gates backs a technology called direct air capture. This will suck CO2 from the air using giant fans and a chemical process, then pump it underground to react with other elements.
That is BBC's Roger Harabin. The long pandemic nightmare for airlines seems to be easing.
Southwest Airlines says it earned $116 million in the first quarter thanks to federal aid that helped cover labor costs. Without the taxpayer money, Southwest would have lost $1 billion. American Airlines, meanwhile, lost $1.25 billion. Still, the CEOs of both airlines were upbeat, citing an increase in bookings going into the critical summer vacation season.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More from townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Additional North Carolina deputies are on leave following the shooting death of a black man. Here's correspondent Tim McGuire.
Pasquotank County, North Carolina Sheriff Tommy Wooten II, in a video statement, says a number of his deputies, including the tactical unit, were at Andrew Brown Jr.'s home Wednesday morning to serve two arrest warrants and a search warrant on the 42-year-old Elizabeth City man. A witness to the shooting says the deputies opened fire as Brown tried to drive away in his car. Protesters took to the streets of Elizabeth City. Wooten says the deputies had two arrest warrants on drug charges from neighboring Dare County. Brown's family and the protesters are demanding the release of the video from the body cameras worn by the deputies. In North Carolina, a judge generally has to approve such a release. I'm Tim McGuire.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mortgage rates fell for the third straight week in the latest report.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports that the benchmark 30-year home loan rate declined to 2.97% this week from 3.04% last week. At this time last year, the long-term rate was 3.33%. The rate for a 15-year loan dipped to 2.29% from 2.35% the week before. Even with historically low rates, buyers are having a hard time snatching up homes because there are so few for sale. John Scott reporting.
Consumer Reports says it was able to trick a Tesla into driving in autopilot mode with nobody at the wheel. The magazine says it did a test after a Tesla crashed in Texas, killing two men. Federal regulators are considering whether to require phone companies to allow people a text a suicide hotline. Officials say that could help younger people in crisis reach out, also those who are hearing impaired. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 23rd of April, Friday, 8:05 in the morning, of course, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with the weather.
Good morning. It is currently 50 degrees, and today is going to be mostly sunny with a chance of showers tonight with a high of 78 and a low of 50. Tomorrow, we have a 40% chance of showers during the day, turning into 80% tomorrow night with a high of 66, a low of 46. We have a 100% chance of rain on Sunday with a high of 55, a low of 41, and then a chance of showers Monday morning with a high of 63 and a low of 43.
Okay, weather reports being brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. On the phone, we have Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are moving higher this morning after yesterday's sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 182 points at 32,997. The S&P 500 is positive 35 points at 4,169. And the NASDAQ is moving higher up 128 points at 13,946. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple up $1.66, trading at $133.60. Nikola down a penny at $11.76. Tesla up $9.15, trading at $728.68. Stocks of local interest, Target up 20 cents, trading at $205.37. Walmart positive 40 cents at $140.10. Best Buy down 62 cents at $117.43. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.57%. And over to commodities, gold is down $20 an ounce at $1,772. Silver off 61 cents at $25.93 per ounce. And crude oil up 85 cents at $62 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Day. You bet.
You too. Happy Friday, everyone. Bye.
Now, and you can reach Susan at 530-244-7199. I was talking about Wednesday Place being here. They are on the last Friday. For some reason, why did I think this was the last Friday of the month? It's not.
It's the fourth Friday, so I think it would be the last.
Yeah, it's the fourth. You're absolutely right. So that's on me. So we have open line for the next hour. So this is your chance to call in and say the things that are bothering you. People are wanting or asking me, we're talking about another member of our community to come on here, and she has called in many times, and but the fact is that we're not changing our news up at all. For Sue's still here, and like I said, Pat Karch is learning to be able to stand in, and it has to do with if people want to have a show here, they can talk to us about having a show. But we are set. I guess we could say we're set for our news for the foreseeable future. Now, if somebody wants to learn how to be a production and work as a producer, we're always looking for people that would like to learn how to produce these shows and become part of our team. So if you're interested in that, give us a call at 605-4565. Caitlin Jenner has thrown her hat in the ring to run for governor against Newsom on the recall. She said in a statement posted on Twitter and on a company website that she has filed initial paperwork to run for the post of governor. She calls herself a proven winner and the only candidate who can put an end to Gavin Newsom's disastrous time as governor. Economically conservative, socially progressive. Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know. You know, it's in a, and for people that are younger, Caitlyn Jenner is a, she, of course, is a transgender who I, when I grew up, I knew as Bruce Jenner, the Olympic champion, that in the decathlon that set records and was on the box of Wheaties and was a huge personality back in when Caitlyn was Bruce. Movies, all types of things. And then over the years, you could see the changes. You know, longer hair, the way, you know, wearing makeup and all this. I mean, it was obvious. Nobody was saying anything until she came out and said that she was, changing her sex. So, is she well known? Yeah. Does Caitlyn Jenner have the, background to become governor? I don't know. She has got a well-known name. We've had other celebrities as governor of California. Ronald Reagan was one of those. Arnold Schwarzkopf. No. Yeah. No, not Schwarzkopf.
Oh, my gosh. Schwarzenegger. Oh, now you got me.
I know. I just said it. I'm wrong. Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor. And, you know, there's kind of some hopes for her. He had some really, he had some ideas, but the, he was just trashed at the polling places, but he had like four things that he wanted to do. One was that you couldn't, you know, that if you're gonna, if a girl was gonna have an abortion, if a student at a high school or school was gonna have an abortion, that she'd at least let the parents know. That got shot down. In that election. And after that, it just seemed like he just went, okay. And then Arnold just kind of backed off. If I remember it right, I was gone most of that time from California. So Caitlyn Jenner going to run. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell does a great job there. She's been doing this since 1993. She has a team there that one team does the insurance, all your insurance needs, and one does the financial needs. Right now, if you want a second opinion on retirement plans or your 401s, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Things have changed out there. She will give you a free review and evaluation. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Spring plant sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professionals,
and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Pre-registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Salute to Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino event center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with a USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda is on assignment today. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 8:17 in the morning, 54 degrees out there here on Friday, the 23rd of April. This portion of the show brought to you by Laux Landscape and Supply. The Laux are located at the corner of Dersch Airport and Churn Creek Road, and they want you to take advantage of their growing selection of rental equipment. They can also help you by jumpstart your lawn by using their Bolero Plus sod by Delta Bluegrass paired with their jumpstart fertilizer. Now, if you've seen my yard, my backyard, you would probably say, Carl, you need to go down and talk to the Laux about your backyard. And you know what? I'm going to. It's green in most spots, but it's green stuff growing there that I have no idea what it is. It's not, sure as hell not grass. They also have a large fleet of concrete trailers to help you get the job done. That's Laux Landscape Supply. You can give them a call at 378-2220. I mean, locally owned, locally operated, and a great company. Okay, let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Yeah, good morning.
Light my fire.
Good morning.
Light my fire, Roberta.
Well, I have two things, but one thing, you were talking about Bruce Jenner, and I was wondering why we all have to pretend he's a woman.
Because he is a woman now. He's got all the
well,
parts.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
He's got the parts. He is. He meets the.
Yeah, but if you do a DNA test.
Okay, I got that. No, I understand that. Yeah.
I just don't know why we have to capitulate to all these things that we know are probably immoral and wrong. But but also to flaunt it for our children and everything, and why we have to say, oh, this is just fine. I don't get why we have to capitulate all the time.
You don't. You don't have to say that. You know, there's, you know, there,
well, I don't.
Even though there are states there, but I don't think you're going to, nobody's ever going to, if you've got a, if you have a logical mind at all, you know there are two sexes. There's male and female.
That's it. Yeah.
There's male and female.
That's
you can put X on there if you want, but there's two biological sexes, male and female.
Right.
So.
And it's in the DNA, and we follow the science. We get accused of not following the science.
Well,
who does not follow the science? It's not us. They're not the people that are logical.
It's only,
like
you only need to, you only need to follow the science if they say you need to follow the science.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's true. The other thing I would just like to mention is that there is so much attention given to pets and especially dogs.
Uh-huh.
We have three dogs, so I don't dislike dogs. But whether you're watching the news, everybody's sending in their pictures of their dogs, and we have a whole, you have the show with Haven Humane, and we have very little, you know, there's a lot of children that are really in need. And they're far more valuable than dogs. And I don't mistreat dogs or any animal. But I think we should spend more time thinking about providing for the children that are missing. There's thousands and thousands of missing children. Why don't we?
I would say there's probably millions. I would say there's probably millions of missing children.
Yeah, there are. Well, they say there's a million in the United States that are missing. I didn't want to go with that. I heard a million in the United States that are missing. Well, where are the people that are searching this out and protecting these children?
Well, you know,
I just feel like we are way off base.
Well, you know, we have Haven Humane on, you're right, once a week. But we have had other groups on, Michael Burke's group, about you know, helping children. But missing children, you're absolutely right. And when you look out at what's happening on the Native American reservations, their percentage of missing people, of women, is extraordinarily high, and maybe we need to devote a show about about this. But you have to tie that into the sex trade, and here we are, and we've had several shows on this a few years ago about the sex trade that's moving through Reading because of I-5, and that, you know, they move people from Reading to I don't know, someplace in Oregon and down to Reno, and it's kind of like a you know, three or four places they move them through.
Yeah.
The fact that the borders open, the way the borders open, how many thousand of these children coming through here are going to end up in sex trafficking positions or jobs or slavery, I should say. No, I think you're right. I've got this written down. We need to do a whole show about this.
And maybe I have an ongoing person that could, that whatever group that does work with missing children, if you could have them on once a month or every quarterly or something, and see how we could focus more on spotting them. I think we could learn more on how to spot, you know, people know how to spot this type of thing. But anyway, and the other problem is our own what do you call it, the foster care system in many counties is wicked too, you know. And so I just think we should protect children a lot more and do less on dogs. But anyway,
we can do both. No, Roberta, but what you said, you know what, we can do both. We've got time that we can bring. You know, experts on this, missing children, and you're right. You know, we've had guests on that talked about how you can identify if you see somebody that's on a street corner that seems to, you know, that has certain qualifications. They seem to be nervous. If you go up to them and talk to them, they're frightened. A lot of times, one time I know that happened here, somebody went up to him and talked to him, and she said, I'm being held by these guys who are, you know, forcing me, you know, into prostitution. Mm-hmm. And they arrested those guys. So it's happened before in Reading that somebody was caught. But it is so huge. And the amount of money that's being made off the bodies of these boys and girls is tremendous. So you have to ask yourself, what can we do to help identify or help stop what's happening in the missing children. And part of it.
And one of the issues is the pornography on the internet, and with the way they can seek out every conservative and block them, even the President of the United States, you think they could seek out and stop pornography too, which is illegal.
Well, you know what? Pornography
money. That's
is
money.
Pornography is in the eye of the beholder, but you're right. Follow the money on anything. Follow the money.
Yeah.
And see where, you know, see where, and that usually has something to do with the end result on anything.
Yeah.
Just follow the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you for letting me.
Well, no, I'm glad because you brought up two things. You brought up two things that are people need to hear about. Thanks a lot, Roberta.
All right.
Okay, let's go to Christian. Hello, Christian, you're on.
Yep. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Carl.
Yes, you're on.
Oh, well, then this is Christian Gardner, and I'm just calling in to promote tomorrow's show. And
okay.
Tomorrow's show is going to be very interesting. We've got Tracy Edwards from the Redding Rancheria. She's the CEO of the Redding Rancheria,
uh-huh.
As well as Elizabeth Betancourt, who... I think Elizabeth's been on KCNR before.
Oh, she's been on several times. A delightful woman,
wonderful person, and we're going to find out if she has any political aspirations for the upcoming election season. Hasn't really nailed that down yet, but of interest, one of the things we're going to, and by the way, Carl, we're going to also have Gregory Cheadle on the following Saturday, May 1st. And
Gregory's also
sure
been
a
guest in our show several times.
And he's would you agree that he is fine, upstanding, civil gentleman?
Yes, I would agree with that. I don't agree with everything that he says, but as far as being a fine, upstanding gentleman, absolutely, I would invite him to my house anytime.
And that's the kind of, that's the kind of politician
yeah.
that we need, I know I didn't vote for him, but he is, he's got a great,
what's Tracy going to talk about?
So, you know, here's a couple of issues that I think are very interesting. Governor Newsom, recently signed a proclamation stating that the state of California recognizes that what happened to the Native American people here in California was genocide. And I know that's going to be a controversial statement, but if you run down the history of it, and especially in the North State, we've got well-documented stories of what you have to call genocide.
No, I think everybody agrees on that, Christian.
Thanks. I think so too.
I think most people, when they go back and they look at what's happened in the history, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not making any type of point on this, but if you look at what happened to Native Americans, it wasn't all on one side. Of course, Native Americans have also had a history of violence. In it. But as far as what we did, especially out here in the West Coast, to Native Americans was pretty horrible.
Yeah, it really was. And the problem with that is it's a generational thing. In other words, what happens in a genocide situation is it gets passed down through the family. And eventually, you can shake that out if drug and alcohol use get mitigated, and if employment opportunity and education gets offered. And it's just been recently, and due to a lot of the advancements that Redding Rancheria has put forth, that they're helping to break this cycle, this continuing cycle. So that's a very important issue, as well as the issue about there's a Governor Newsom once again did a proclamation stating that any land that was Native American and is not being used should go back to Native American people, or and they should have a say as to what happens with that land. So, it, you know, in a lot of ways, this is progressive, and it is something that I think is really exciting. And so we're gonna hear a little bit about that tomorrow as well.
Yeah, Ready Rancheria is a regular guest on our program on the first Thursday of each month, and
they're great.
They have done a lot for our community. That's all I can say about that. And I am a strong proponent of if you own property, you should be able to use property. So.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Carl, just one last thing here, real quick. And I'm trying to get your feel on this. One of the people that we have lined up is Julie Winters coming down onto a show in the near future. And what's your stance on this, or do you have one on the recall movement? Do you have one?
I think we're letting the people speak on it. I think that personally that that's what elections are for. I understand where there's anger. I truly do. I also understand is that the supervisors are in a tough position. I look at the fact that unlike other counties, none of our law enforcement went out and issued citations. I think, though, that there were things that they should have done quicker, a lot quicker, like opening up the Board of Supervisors meetings. When you're 60 feet apart from the Board of Supervisors, I don't think you're going to get sprayed with COVID. That's my opinion. Or the City Council. You know, we're going after the Board of Supervisors, but the City Council did the same thing. I don't see anything going crazy with that. I think that but if enough people want this recall, then it'll happen. I don't know if it's I don't it'll be interesting to see how many signatures they get.
Well, it sounds like you haven't quite nailed down a stance one way or another that you're going to advocate for.
That's why we do here is we let both sides on. Christian, we have your side on. I get dozens of complaints about your show. We have Stater Jefferson on at Sovereign Minds. I get dozens of complaints about their shows. So I think I'm doing it right. If I'm offending both sides, then I'm doing the right thing.
I hear you. Okay, sir. Well, once again, thank you very much.
You know what? Here's things that there's certain things like candidates. You'll endorse a candidate. We don't endorse candidates, local candidates. We just don't do that. I may strongly disagree with that candidate, but we have those people on our show for an hour at a time, sometimes two or three times, and let the people make up their mind about that.
No, I mean, and that's proper use of the airwaves. There's no doubt about that. You know, I mean, that
other shows don't do that. That's fine. That's their show. Okay. We got to run.
Okay. Thank you, Carl. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Sounds interesting tomorrow. Julie's not crazy about coming on our show, by the way. Told me. I don't know. Maybe I should ask her again if she wants to come back on the show, if I promise not to have Ready Rancheria come on after her. This portion of the show brought to you by... You know, when you ask me something, I can understand. Just let me finish this up. I understand why people are upset. I really do. I don't think there's any room at all, however, for threats of violence, calling people names, attacking people about being a mother. I see no room there for that. You can be upset and not threaten people. You can say, I don't like what you're doing, and not threaten people, or talk about armed insurrections, which I don't believe for an instant will happen in Shasta County. I don't believe that for an instant, that there'll be any type of armed insurrection. I've told the Sacramento Bee that. I've told the LA Times that when they called. None. There's no chance of that. Is there anger and posturing? Absolutely. By both sides. But, yeah, I think there were things that the Board of Supervisors could have done a lot better. And I can understand why people are upset. But the proof in the pudding will be when they start the recall drive. And if enough people are, you know, believe in that, they're going to sign up for the recall. If they don't, they won't. So that's where, you know, that's where the when the rubber meets the road, that's the final say on that. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy began this business 12 years ago. And now is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaches in over 46 different locations. I like to think of it, and I teach for them, so I'll just say that out loud. I like to think it is the most complete CCW training you're going to get. All the instructors are NRA instructors. All the instructors go through post-NRA instructor training on a regular basis. We offer ammo. If you're trying to get your, if you, as you know, ammo is really tough, but if you don't have the ammo, to get through a CCW class or a basic pistol class, then we will sell the ammo to you for the training only. So, this is one of the things that sets Northern Firearms Instruction apart from other people. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Redding Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're starting to light up here now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. They work on appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478. My favorite barbershop ever. Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is a good morning. Thanks for having me on. Hey, I have gone to the last three meetings put on by the people that are running the recall, that started the recall and are running the whole effort. And one thing they have stressed is that the red, white, and blue is not involved in running this recall. They do, however, support it.
Okay.
So, you know, when you go to the Shasta Inquirer, that's what I call a news cafe. They're blurring the lines and acting like the red, white, and blue is running this recall, and they're not. On top of that, you know, the people that talk in front of the supervisors, they can buy a T-shirt from anybody and go up there and shoot their big mouth off like that Vladdy guy, which was just the worst thing I'd ever heard at a state. He didn't represent the people that are running this recall, nor the red, white, and blue,
and I've mentioned that before, Nick, they have distanced themselves from this guy.
Well, it doesn't matter whether they distance themselves at all, because he wasn't representing him when they did that. They need to say they fired him and kicked his ass out. That being said, I also see in the Shasta Inquirer where they're blurring the red, white, and blue with Bethel. Now, I don't have any inside information whether that's true or not, but I strongly suspect it's not true. And it has just turned into a propaganda, blur the lines, make up whatever you want to make up to make the recall people look bad and the red, white, and blue look bad. I've talked briefly with the recall people, and they have a very valid point. They're following the law. They're not disruptive. They don't threaten. They're very well-spoken, as you well know.
No, I know that. I'm not saying is that they all do, but there have been, as you know, threats and made by people that are in the red, white, and blue blueprint, have made threats.
Well, and I think some of those threats are kind of statements taken out of context.
I'm not taking them out of context. There were threats made. I'm not saying there were threats about individuals, but there were threats made. So, you know, that's why I said, for a second, do I believe that those threats are, you know, true threats that something like this could happen? Do you believe there's going to be there could be an armed insurrection in Shasta County?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe there's going to be one, but I'll tell you what, I'm damn ready if there is.
How interesting. Anyway, what else were you going to talk about?
Well, now you go. Oh, okay. I understood that that program that's on Saturday was supposed to be trying to find bipartisan ground, and I've called a couple of times, and I found anything but bipartisan grounds. Kristen resorted to using the racist. Dolly Greenberg was condescending towards me when I called in, and that R.V. Schlievely, or whatever his last name is, he wanted to set the rules, and then he started stuttering when I asked what the rules are. And if anybody wanted to listen to that, it's in the archives.
It's in the archives.
37.5 minutes. That's the archives for their show on the 17th. I think it's quite interesting when you call up and try and reach common grounds that you're cut off and they just won't even listen to you.
Well, That's absolutely true. Get off the phone.
Thank you, Carl.
Get off the phone. I've got to take a break.
I'm out of here. Bye. Okay.
Thanks, Nick. Nick has a show called Poked in Hornet's Nest on Sunday mornings. And somebody just said, Carl should have Courtney Kreider on the show. We did. We've already had Courtney on the show. It was a splendid morning. We talked about her, you know, what's happened while she was here and how she got into the Red, White, and Blueprint. It was a very pleasant conversation. We've been following Courtney since she was at Channel 7. In fact, there was a comment made in a news cafe with her photo there and saying it looked like the sheriff or one of the sheriff's deputies was on the range with her, and I pointed out that that was absolutely not true, and then Donnie changed that. Yeah, it wasn't. If I could even give her the guy's name if she wanted it, but that was enough to say that it wasn't the sheriff's or the sheriff's deputies that were out there on the range with her. So Donnie listens. Donnie, you know, when something's pointed out and she's wrong, she, at least on that point, removed it. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar, an elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. Keep those lights on when the grid goes down. Powerhouse Solar. Give them a call at 275-5600. 275-5600. 8:45 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. Today, Friday the 23rd. We'll be right back.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of Kissing It R. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. If you're looking for a yard sale tomorrow, head on down to Chestnut Street. The whole street's having a yard sale. The only thing dangerous about having a street yard sale is Linda going from house to house. And for everything we sell, we buy. That's the only danger. That's the only thing I can say. But stop by Chestnut Street tomorrow. 605-4567 is our phone number. We've had a number of calls this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only hospital here with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. They do the TAVR valve replacement, which means they go through your an artery in your leg instead of having to open your chest like they used to. And what's that mean? That means that you get up that afternoon and are walking around and you're home the next day. There's a big difference between having your chest cracked and for a valve replacement and being able to walk home the next day after having the TAVR valve replacement. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay. Gosh, the last 9 minutes of this week, another grueling week here. I know you're sitting there smiling, Jared. But you know what? The fact is when people ask you, or ask me, 2 hours a day, what do you talk about? And then you get guests in here and go, oh, gosh, I don't think I can fill up an hour. And at the end of the hour, they're saying, I need more time. If I just look at things around the world, which I try not to, I try to concentrate more on our country and all that, like John Kerry. John Kerry went to this conference, and he made the pronouncement that if the U.S., went to zero emissions tomorrow, zero carbon, zero emissions tomorrow, it would make no difference in climate change. And then he said, if China went to zero emissions tomorrow, it would make no difference in climate change. Zero. He said that. He said that it's got to take more than just the United States and China. Of course, China's not doing it anyway, but it's going to take more than U.S. destroying its economy. It's going to take China destroying its economy. It's going to take India destroying its economy so we can get that and all these other nations. Now, India. Pat came in here and we discussed during the break that we've exported our ways of doing things. Like India's in the middle of their, and I really like this, their industrial revolution that we went through 100 years ago or over 100 years ago. And how are they doing this? How are they providing electricity for their people? How are they providing electricity for their plants? How are they providing electricity for a minimum quality of life? Coal. And they're building new coal plants all the time, power plants powered by coal all the time. To ask them, to tell them, to decree, you've got to stop using coal, means that three-quarters of their population wouldn't have electricity. Over three-quarters. How many hundreds of millions of people would that be would not have power? And you think about it. We get really upset if we have a brownout that lasts for 3 or 4 hours. Imagine the government telling you, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, this global emissions, our carbon footprint is too bad. So we're just going to tell you to cut off your power 3 days a week, America, until we get this under control. Yes, we've exported the Industrial Revolution to places like China and India especially India, and we're telling them to cut back on their use of carbon-based fuels. You can't do that. Yeah, we can say that, but how are you going to tell people that water runs because of the electricity, because of the power plants, because of their pumping stations? Yeah, we'll just turn that off. See, when we make these pronouncements to other countries based on what we have, I mean, you want to talk about ethnocentrism? And yet you'll never hear that being used. Oh, our way of life. You've got to live to our way of life. And if you don't, oh, it's bad. We're going to, you know, it's climate change. Well, the climate changes. You know what? The climate changes. It continually changes. We have proof of that. For a million years, climate changes. And to try and say that to stop all carbon emissions is, first of all, it's ridiculous. Even if you say that, whoa, every car in California by, 2035 has to be, every new car sold has to be an electric car. Fine. But they're not doing away with the internal combustion engines. How long do you think internal combustion engines are going to be on the roads? People moving in here with internal combustion engines. People, truck fleets, internal combustion engines. 2035, they're only going to sell that. So, and we have to be totally by renewable assets. And then when you get into the renewable assets, the renewable assets do not have the ability to handle our power needs, as we proved this summer when we had brownouts that way. They just couldn't handle it. You go into Texas, and for a variety of reasons, they lost all their power in much of Texas. Trying to use and renewable energy was one of the reasons, and it wasn't the sole reason, but it was one of the reasons that they lost the power. So when we go in out there and, I've literally met John Kerry. When I got back from Iraq, a number of veterans were invited to go up to Capitol Hill and to meet various representatives. Diane Feinstein was too busy to meet California veterans, but John Kerry wasn't. And so we walked in there, so I met him, and we talked of nothing important. But I have not agreed with many of his stands at all. I do admire the fact that he served our country, and you can argue all about that if you want, but he did serve our country. He did go to Vietnam when other people didn't. Again, we get into the hypocrisy of flying in private jets when you don't have to, of driving SUVs, big SUVs like Buttigieg does, to go to meetings about cutting back on carbon emissions. When you do this, it kind of, you know, people look at it and say, well, that just means that you're one of the elite and you don't have to do that. But to go to a country and tell them to stop or to cut back when they have no capabilities of doing that is just ludicrous. And I agree with Kerry on this one. If we went to zero emissions, the two largest industrial countries in the world, China and the United States, it would have no impact at all on the climate. None. Zero. Zero. This is going to be the subject of whether if the climate's changing, I think is kind of a moot point, because for whatever you believe, the climate is changing. For whatever reason, you could just say it's in the regular rhythms of Earth. And that's not going to change. That's not going to change now. That's not going to change in 100 years. We were going to be frozen. Now we're going to be burnt. Now it's just climate change. Well, and you can hang everything on that. I would let you know, I did find it interesting that a bunch of activists dumped a huge load of cow manure at the White House driveway in Washington, D.C. And you have to ask yourself, well, wait a minute, you know, Joe's wanting to do all these things. But it's obviously not fast enough. I think the idea of dumping cow manure in front of the White House could be used on regular occasions. For all presidents, if you say that. Okay. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on. The Red, White, and Blueprint was sold out, totally sold out. They're having a meeting. They're having their a dinner and speakers. I think David Harris Jr. is a speaker there. The recall movement is picking up, and you're going to start seeing people out there getting signatures. Costco is out right now getting signatures for their petition, and they're out in front of different stores, but at Costco too, to try and get Costco built as fast as, you know, and to work that way. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Have a great weekend. It's going to be raining. Enjoy the rain because we need it. It is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
KCNR.